The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. And good girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, my brother and me, an advice show for the modern era. I'm your oldest brother, Justin McElroy.
I am your middlest brother, Travis McElroy.
I'm your sweet baby brother and 30 under 30 media luminary. I haven't said that in a while, Griffin McElroy, but it's still true.
Guys, I'm so excited. Folks at home, you're going to be so excited. We got a special guest with us this week. Yep. You'll never believe it. It's the my brother and me fall time prize mummy.
What?
Oh, the prize mummy's back. Do you just remember the prize mummy?
The fall time prize mummy.
Yeah, the prize mummy. We did him back in what, 2012?
Yeah,
I have no memory of the things you're saying.
We did prize mummy in 2012, 2013. I think that was the last one. We changed up the rules each time. Like one, you had to rip a bandage off, and however much you got off, you got that much back in
that's right.
Store credit.
I mean,
Dick's
it sounds
Goods.
Funny. I'm wild about it over here.
It was funny as fuck. It was funny as fuck, and it's only going to be funnier.
He used to be the Halloween prize mummy, and then we did some focus testing, and that wasn't playing super well with our Christian base, so he became the fall time prize mummy. That might be why you don't remember him right away, but he's back. He's here sitting next to me, very close.
That focus group also said they preferred the mummy to be dead. Like a historical, in a museum, dead mummy, and didn't get up and move around. But at that point, what's the game? Like, if you're not chasing the mummy down, trying to rip off its precious, expensive bandages that you can trade in for store credit at Dick's Sporting Goods, like, what's the fucking point?
And I should say, it's been a little while. The mummy has asked if he could share some of his political opinions.
He can't speak to air those opinions out, right?
Right. If he does try, scarabs fly out of his mouth, which is rather unpleasant. So I'd rather he
I guess just
do
interpret
that.
Them for us, Trav, and maybe clean them up a little bit.
I'm going to try to. Okay, so he's holding up a sign here. Okay, well, that's interesting. On this one, he's written that women should get the vote.
Oh, okay. Mummy. Oh, my God, prize mummy. Yeah, no, that's we did that.
We did that.
Well, and he's underlining an exclamation point, exclamation. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, he's crossing it out.
Oh, wait. What's that mean then?
He's now just nodding slowly. Oh, no. Oh, prize mummy.
I don't feel like any prizes have even been exchanged at this point.
No, he's kind of holding them hostage at this point. He's got them all tucked behind him, and he's holding a finger out at me and waggling it and pointing at his dry erase board.
Trev, can you sneak a peek? Can you sneak a peek at the prizes? What do we got?
Oh, it's It's a lot of cans without labels.
Can you ask him where he got those from?
Yeah, let me. Hold on.
Honey.
Prize mummy? I've already seen that it's cans. Where did you get the cans? Okay, you're shrugging. You can't shrug. You got the cans from somewhere. He's doing like a I'll never tell. I'm a little stinker kind of thing. Prize mummy, where did you get the cans?
I think, Trav, maybe the more important question is where did you get the prize mummy?
Yeah, where did you fund the prize mummy? Because as I understand it, he's apparently been idle for a few years.
Yeah, well, no, this isn't the original prize mummy. The original prize mummy is working in L.A. now. I got this prize mummy off of Cincinnati Craigslist. But he told me he is a certified prize mummy with the guild.
Yeah, he told you that. And what did that exchange look like when you, I'm guessing, rented a budget truck to pick up? Yeah. Did it come with a sarcophagus?
Of sorts. It was mostly, can I be honest?
Yeah.
It was just an old Foot Locker that he was in.
A store, like the store?
You bought a
Foot Locker at an old mall? And then there was just a mummy inside. Now, hold on.
Well, no, okay. I can see the confusion. I did not buy the Foot Locker shoe store, but I did buy an old chest, a Foot Locker, at a mall.
Okay.
And he was inside of there reading a book.
Mm. Okay.
And the book was Men Are From Mars and Women Are From Venus, which was weird.
That is weird. And so I think Mummy in the Foot Locker is a really good episode of Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Uh-huh.
I think that would be good, and we could do a fun bit where like he is wearing Air Jordans. And,
was he buried in the Foot Locker?
So maybe he was buried in the box at the store. Is that right?
Can you ask when he was mummified? Because it's starting to sound like the answer might be like 1979.
Let me ask: when were you mummified? Last week? Last week.
Okay, that's not a mummy.
That's not a dead person. That's a dead body. That's just a dead reanimated body.
Okay, well, get out of here. Wait.
Let's find out what these prizes are, though, before we go kicking this cadaver out.
I'm gonna open one can, at least.
Can I open a can? He's carefully picking which can. How do you know what they are? There's no labels. Oh, okay. This one? I should open this one? Okay, let me open this one. Okay. Oh. Okay. It's alphabet soup.
Oh.
Okay. But it's, all the words are dirty words. It's just spelling out dirty words over and over. He's giggling.
How is that possible?
Yeah.
I don't know. But
No, you do know. You're there.
Well, it's just every time I shake the can a little bit, the letters that float to the top are saying like poopy butt kind of thing.
So it's like a magic eight ball, but it's soup?
Soup?
Yeah. Oh, he's casting a spell.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Oh, no, sorry. It's just a card trick. Sorry, I misunderstood what he was doing. Oh, it's pretty good. Yeah, this is my card.
Wait.
Oh.
Oh, man, Trav, you really had us going with this prize mummy thing, but I feel like the last couple seconds have really been
I think we understand now what this is.
Well, he left.
Your fake,
if I'm being honest, he left as soon as I started asking questions about the cans. Yeah. He got pretty squarely, and he left. So I was covering for that because I didn't want you guys to know that he's loose. And I'm sorry about that, world. I set him free from the Foot Locker in the Foot Locker, and now the prize mummy could be coming to your town today.
So he could be anywhere at this point.
Yeah.
Do you think Brendan knows whenever this happens?
Well, he gets a call from the government, doesn't he?
Okay, yeah, sure.
Should we have asked him to do this bit with us?
Brendan Fraser?
It feels intentional now, doesn't it?
It does a little bit.
Yeah.
To keep him out.
Would love to get Brendan Fraser on the show. Fuck, I would love to do that.
God, I'd love it.
Wow, that would be cool.
He doesn't have to talk about the movie.
No. Yeah.
Unless he wants to.
If he wants to, of course.
He doesn't have to talk about the mummy. He just has to vanquish the Cincinnati mummy that Travis has now just let loose upon the world.
Yeah, and I said I was sorry.
If anybody knows Brendan, that never works. But if you do know Brendan personally, I'd love to get him on the show just to talk. I feel like there's so much we could talk about.
I'll talk to him about Blast from the Past.
Sure,
I'll talk
absolutely.
To him about his arc on Scrubs, which was really good.
Oh, he's great on Scrubs.
George of the Jungle.
When Gods and Monsters? Are you kidding me? Come on, what a talent. I love Brendan. Doom Squad. Anyway, this is my brother.
Encino Man.
Yeah.
You know, Encino Man set up a big sequel. The big sequel on Encino Man that they never paid off. And I'm still a little chuffed. A little chafed.
Admit you Googled Bedazzled. There's no way you remember. Actually, no one remembers the existence of Bedazzled. You tell me you Googled it.
That was Bedazzled with Elizabeth Hurley. Was also in the film.
That a remake of the Dudley Moore one.
Maybe me and Travis are just big bedazzle heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is an advice show. And we're going to be helping everybody. Whether they want it or not. We have an excited promotion in the second half of the show. We will talk about what to do with the teeth. Yep. That but just passing mention here. Don't anybody else email us what you'd do with teeth. Now it's bad.
Yep. Maybe you should explain for people who missed that episode what you just said is probably the wildest shit they've ever heard.
They should listen to that episode then, I guess. And I'm not gonna backtrack for people. Someone had some teeth that they wanted to unload, and we offered to kind of like Craigslist it for them on our show. So we had a bunch of people. Well, you'll see. Let's talk about it later. Right now, I wanna talk about you, the listener.
Me?
No, never you. Here comes the questions. I need to take a drug test for a boat captain's license I'm getting.
Sure.
These can be expensive when your company isn't making you do it on their dime. However, I'm also currently job hunting, so the interviews I want to ask if there is a drug test, but because I want to take it since they will pay for it.
Okay,
this person needs a drug test, so they're trying to get a job so they can get a complimentary drug test.
Yes, as a perk,
as I understand it.
Yes.
Yes. How do I ask if there's a drug test in a way that indicates I actually want to take the drug test?
Wow. That's what
Charles, youngest of three brothers. That is actually...
Jesus. You have to float this as reverse psychology, where it's like... If you say like, oh, and is there a drug test? Because I really want to take one. They're going to think you're asking that because you don't want to take one. How do you then flip it back judo style to the other side?
I tell you, there's another trick to it too, where you say, is there a drug test? I really want to take it, right? Or is there, let's start here. Is there a drug test? Now they're thinking it's because they're worried about drugs and, you know, they take drugs and that's why they're asking. But the other option is, then you say, because I really want to take it and I'm not afraid of it at all. And then they say, oh, okay, well, then, like, why even bother doing the drug test if they're asking to take it? They're probably good. So let's not worry about it.
Are you suggesting you roll up and you're like, what's up? My name is Grungy Doob Lord. And I got a question to ask you, but I don't know if I should. Y'all don't do drug tests, do you?
Risk of this is that they're so enchanted by Grungy Doob Lord,
yes,
that they actually are like, we normally do, but I definitely do want you on staff. You and have to wave it.
You have, just if I once. May, an intoxicating presence.
I am, if you'll forgive, addicted to Grungy Doob Lord, and I do want to have you on staff. So we're going to wave the drug test, or I'll give you some of my piss. However.
Are you sure? Because... I'm happy to take the drug test if you need me.
I want to party with you, Grungy Doob Lord, and whatever it takes.
But I like getting high on the rules, so as well as drugs. So, if there's a drug test, that's cool.
I was going to suggest that you just like be honest, because that would be like a very memorable thing in an interview if you're like, and do you guys do drug tests? Because I'd actually love to take one because I need it for my boat captain's license. That would be extremely memorable. But if I'm a hiring manager, that is going to raise a huge red flag with me. Like, what? Once you get permission to get out in those beautiful waves,
then
I'm going to lose you to Lady C.
You ain't coming back.
You're Poseidon's girlfriend now.
Yeah.
You know?
You're not returning. Like, I am but a port that you have stopped in on your way to bigger and better things, by which I mean the ocean, which is both bigger and better than any job I could offer you. Unless the job is for an airline pilot, at which point that is better. That is one step above. It goes,
But there's no way they're going to fucking trust you then.
That's true.
There's no way the air pilots would trust a boat pilot.
That is
or
true.
Or a wannabe boat pilot. You can't have dominion over the sky and the sea.
But I bet.
What do you think you are?
I'm saying, okay, the structure, as we all know, at the top is astronaut, then airline pilot,
yeah,
then boat captain, then river boat captain, then subway driver.
Not long-haul trucker? Long-haul trucker, I think, beats subway driver.
Okay, yeah, long-haul trucker, then subway driver, then subway sandwich artist, and then just say a kind of digger. Anybody who just digs it in the ground with a big drill, right?
I think there's. I have problems
put them
with
above the subway sandwich artists.
Yeah. Oh, really?
And you also skip like train engineer, like above.
That's counted in riverboat driver because the railways are the rivers of the earth.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Metal rivers crisscross this beautiful land that we call America.
Exactly.
And just America, we're the only ones with trains.
Well, still, I mean, at
like,
this point.
We should do trains at some point, right? America's going all around, hither and yon, so freaking fast.
Man, America's buying into trains, huh? Should we buy into trains? Nah.
Nah, it's a sucker's bet.
Nah, we're still using those boats that horses pulled along by the side of the river. Because we don't know how sails work, I guess.
Hey, do you want a yacht? This question is so regressive and weird. The question's not regressive and weird, but why do boat captains have to take a drug test? Is it
Captain
so
Ron.
Important that... Captain... You think Captain Ron set a bad precedent.
He ruined it. Yep.
Okay. I'm just saying.
That makes sense. That's such a good answer.
I get why you maybe don't want your sky pilot to be like under the influence, but a boat captain, I feel like it's pretty hard to crash a boat, right?
Well, I mean, okay, here's the thing. I will say, I would
all
like.
Evidence to the contrary. I mean, people are crashing boats.
Well, but here's to that point, Justin. I would like my boat captain to be sober at the beginning and ending of the journey. In the middle a lot of open water.
That's it. You're throwing a dart and just letting it fly. And while it's flying, just like, hey, we're cruising. So now I'm cruising for a boozing.
Yep.
Catch you later. I'm thinking of, I guess, like, you know, cruise ships and yachts and shit like that. If you're in a little speedboat, yeah, you should definitely tighten up. I got a Yahoo here, and this one was sent in by Graham Roebuck. Hey, beautiful, beautiful dovetailing here. Thanks, Graham. It's Yahoo Answers user Katie J who asks, what's the easiest way to get a free boat? I want a boat, but I don't have any money. How can I get one for free?
Huh.
I mean, if you wait until a very intoxicated person falls out of their boat, but the boat's still moving, if you can catch it, round it up, free boat.
First things first, we need to define some terms, right? Because boat could, of course not a toy, Griffin, but I'm saying, are we talking about perhaps a, like, simple, you know, like, floats on the water, holds maybe, like, one person, like, you know, a duck.
That's the minimum, yes.
Okay. Then I have learned from watching many movies that people often just leave those things... on the seashore, perhaps, turned upside down with a crab living underneath it.
Yeah.
You might just find one, like, on a creek, you know, washed up.
In a river delta somewhere.
Yeah, right. So I think it's just that's persistence. Now, if you're talking about a quality boat, you're talking about a boat that others will envy.
Now you're speaking my language.
I was watching... this series, I can't remember if it was on TikTok. It was probably on TikTok, where somebody was doing some trading, and they started with like a bobby pin, and then they just went from person to person, seeing if they could trade up until they traded for a house. So why not do that? Start trading for a boat.
That's good.
It's just I don't want me to think about it, but that's not free.
Well, you get the bobby pin for free.
If you told me right now you would give me $100. If I could give you a bobby pin, I don't think I could find, like, I'm not sure I could find one.
Well, what's the equivalent you could find, Justin? It doesn't have to be a bobby pin. It could be a safety pin. It could be a button.
A boat.
You have a boat?
A boat for
I'll
boat.
Trade you this bobby pin for that boat.
Boat for boat.
Boat for boat. I'm a B for B. I'm on Craigslist looking B for B.
You got to start with a small boat, and you start trading up until you get to your own cruise ship.
Hey, no fucking games. I'm trying to do a B for B trade here in Austin, Texas. Hit me up. No fucking
Griffin,
drama here.
Tell us about your boat. to see if anybody else is interested. They bought their boat. Now they're having second thoughts, and they're like, maybe this wasn't the boat for me. But maybe, yep, Griffin, your boat is the boat for them. So tell them about your boat.
Gray. Gray. Ooh. White, gray stripes, blue. It looks like one of those like cups with like the cool sort of gray seafoam blue pattern spraying across the back of it.
Like a Dixie cup?
Like a Dixie cup, and on the back it says boat. It says hard boat.
Hard boat. How big is it, Griffin? How big is your boat?
6 feet.
Wow, nice.
Is that
real nice?
How wide is it?
6 feet tall. 50 feet long.
Wait, and how wide, Griffin? This is so important. How wide?
6 feet. It's a submarine.
So it's six feet. It's 6 feet tall and 6 feet wide and 50 feet long.
Yeah, if you're in the hard boat, you know what's up.
Carry or go out to the ocean, rent a boat.
Okay.
I have two plans. Rent a boat. Keep going.
Free. Free boat.
It's free. That's a free boat.
If there's a deposit. Let's fucking allow this one technicality. If there's like a $150 deposit, it's still still a free boat.
Free boat. Yeah, if you compare it to boat, it's free. So that's one option. If you don't want to get all nasty about it,
okay,
what I would do is rent a boat, get a big tank of boat gas,
yep,
and then drive around in the ocean looking for someone that has run out of gas. And then,
sorry, regular gas or boat gas?
No, yes, of course. Sorry. Thank you, Travis.
Extra chunky boat gas.
Yeah. Now, we're not talking about sailboat oil, right, Justin? We're talking about specifically engine boat gas, right?
Yeah.
So, okay.
For engine boats.
Yeah.
Yeah, boat gas.
Okay.
So you drive around, you find someone who has run out of boat gas.
Okay.
Yeah.
And they're like, fuck, this sucks. I'm never getting home to my beautiful husband and my 8 sons.
Okay.
You say, don't worry about it, sir. I have boat gas for you.
Okay.
The only trade that we need to make is I need that boat.
But you have
a boat. It's mine. But no, this is a rental. You take this rental back.
Okay.
Okay. And I'll fill up your boat with boat gas, but it's mine. This is a B2B trade.
Yeah, no games.
The rental's still going to get back, and that person gets to live on. Now, I want to hit you with a second sub plan. This one's extra spicy, so you may want to send the kids out of the room. But starve them out.
Oh, no.
Okay, wait.
So they run out of gas. There's actually, now that I think about it, they have, if you want to get Mad Max about it, they have nothing to offer you, you know? So just wait until they have perished. Now you're going to risk a Coast Guard rescue in this option.
Well, yeah.
And let me tell you, friend, if the Coast Guard shows up at your park next door like a vulture, they are going to have a word with you.
I'm just waiting for a free boat.
Yeah, what? I was going to take it and they died.
I was just waiting. I wasn't actively hurting them, but I wasn't helping either.
I wasn't helping. There's no rule that says I have to help, officer.
International waters. You are 20 feet from the beach.
They could have swam then. What? This person deserves whatever they get.
Guys, I'm thinking about it. There's so many fucking ways to get a free boat. It's wild that we all don't have boats at this point.
I'm sitting here thinking about all the boat captains I could seduce and take their boats from. Yeah. Why haven't I been doing that already just for the sport?
Yeah, I mean, my ways don't involve as much sort of murder or wrongful death as the two of you are sort of floating.
Neither of mine involved murder. I said seduction, Griffin. Consensual seduction.
Seduction that you then throw them over the edge of the boat?
Griffin, I seduced them on land. And then once our lovemaking has exhausted them beyond their ability to mobilize.
You steal their boat.
I steal their boat. Yeah. And then I sail it to the next port. Seduce again.
The perfect crime.
And Griffin, can I tell you? I give that boat to my newly seduced captain and take their boat.
You don't try and sail two boats at the same time? You fucking
No,
coward?
I tried that in college.
Yeah, didn't work. Yeah. One foot on each
one. It always sounds good, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It looks cool. Sounds good.
All right, so
sounds
you,
good.
You go to boat rental place to go back to that well. You go back to boat rental place. You sail away in a beautiful, beautiful boat. If you do a deposit, it's fine. You eat that deposit. It's gone. And then you park it up the jetty, and you come back without it, and you say, ah, wouldn't you fucking know it? Big storm, the perfect storm, white squall. Very localized, sunk to the bottom of Davy Jones' locker. Anyway, can I get another boat?
Deposit back.
It wasn't my fault. White squall, perfect storm, please.
And you have insurance, right?
That's also, that is an insurance loophole that if it's perfect storm.
Yep.
You are not liable for that.
What are you going to do? What the fuck are you supposed to do? The storm is perfect.
If you can avoid it, it ain't perfect. You know?
No. A lot of times you see a storm and you think it's about to knock your boat over and it looks almost perfect. You're like, fuck, I hope this gets a bit worse.
Uh-huh.
Because if not, I'm going to be in kind of you're going to fall in between.
Yep.
Perfect, like imperfect storm.
A pretty good storm.
Yeah, a pretty good storm.
Oh, man.
You could also inherit your granddaddy's boat. That's just another option.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got to be good to your granddad, don't you?
Yeah. My boyfriend and I
just also really wanted to real quick, there's a sidebar here with trending questions, and one of them says, are yacht and boat owners right that support Trump or no? But also, they misspelled yacht, and they spelled it yatch, and that's the only way I'm referring to that type of boat from now on, and I would encourage our listeners to do the same. Get me a big fucking bright turbo yatch. Turbo yacht with a big engine, chock full of fuel, me and my friends out on
lots
the water.
Lots of boat gas.
Lots of brews, lots of extra chunky boat gas with boat jelly floating around in there, just sailing around on our yacht.
And maybe some boat beauties.
Oh, come on, Trey. Some shrimp cocktails.
Yes, I said boat beauties.
Oh, sorry, I forgot that Travis calls shrimp cocktail boat beauties.
Shrimp cocktail is, I'm glad somebody finally had the guts to say it, is the wildest dish ever. Like, you imagine that one a lot as a kid.
Yeah.
Shrimp cocktail, someone put it around in a circle
yeah.
and then filled a glass with ice and said, I guess it's done. They put a little cocktail sauce somewhere adjacent and you got a cocktail.
Oh, it's like God. Somebody just delivered a handful of loose shrimp and they said, where do I put this? And they said, well, you finished your drink, just put it in there.
Put it in there. Travis renaming shrimp cocktail as boat beauties might be the true legacy of this show after it is gone. Because I'm thinking about it, I've never seen a shrimp cocktail going around at some sort of event or even sitting on a table at an event and not done the like finger wiggling, like, ooh, ooh. what are these?
Ooh, don't mind, but you.
I might help myself to.
Shrimp cocktail seems like something somebody did as a joke in the 40s.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, and here's a shrimp cocktail because it's a bunch of shrimp in a cocktail glass. And everybody got a good laugh about it. And then there was one idiot there who's like, I guess that's how fancy people do it.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this forever. I'm going to do this at everything I go to forever. It's a British thing.
What is?
Shrimp cocktail. They call it prawn cocktail over there. It's probably a Fanny Craddock joint, which makes actual perfect sense. The Great British Meal. Okay? This was a three-part meal that was a shrimp cocktail, and then steak and chips, and a Black Forest cake.
Ooh.
Man.
Decadent.
That sounds so good right now.
Decadent.
So you start with the boat beauty.
Uh-huh.
And then you're going to get yourself into what they call the landlubber.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to wash it down with a forest cake.
With a black
couldn't
forest cake.
Couldn't think of a fun name.
Couldn't do it. Think of a good name. Well, it's already got.
With a fudgy boy.
Sorry, I got a biome in it already. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 With a wooden boy.
Oh, don't think a wooden. A nice Pinocchio. My boyfriend and I went to Publix the other day.
Brag.
I decide. Yeah. I decided to bring my tote to save on some plastic since I didn't have a lot of groceries to buy. After my boyfriend finished his groceries, I put my tote bag in the bagging area. The cashier noticed and said, "Oh, thank you for being so considerate and bringing your own tote bag," which was nice. But then before I could say anything, he says, "I'm just kidding." I don't know how I would react, so I laughed it off, but it seemed kind of weird. Is it some kind of inside joke to bring in personal bags?
What the fuck? This is from,
fuck happened to
this
you?
From Going Green in Georgia. In Austin, you're not allowed to, like, you have to pay money for the bags at grocery store if you want groceries there. You have to bring, you are incentivized to bring your own bags because environment. So it seems wild for it to be a goof or a gag.
I'm just kidding. Yeah. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if I was really someone who cared about the environment?
You don't know me, but it's extremely funny. If you do know me, you would be busting up.
They
right
call
now,
me Wasteful Wallace. It's my whole deal.
Does the tote bag say something kind of goofy on it, though?
Fuck Publix is what it says.
Fuck Publix. Kroger for life. Fuck Publix.
Giant eagle eats Publix's dick.
But in a bad way. It should be clear.
Maybe it was a Mr. T ate my balls tote bag.
Fuck.
He's like, thanks for bringing that in.
Yeah, can't sleep. Clowns will eat me.
My honor roll student ate your honor roll student who was a dragon.
Wait.
Cool, man.
I love that one.
That's badass. My other tote bag is a Jetta.
I remembered it. Hold on. Do not meddle in the affairs of dragons because you are crunchy. It tastes good with ketchup. I saw that one and it sent me to hell for 3 days. I saw it in college and I still remember it to this day. And I lay down on the ground and I went into a tomb and my father woke me up after 3 days. He said, "You're back, son."
Yeah.
Everyone follow this guy.
Get out there and do some good. Just kidding.
That was wild.
Just kidding.
When that happened.
I've never brought a cloth bag to the store before.
Oh.
Then you've never lived.
I do keep all the plastic bags in the, you guys remember the pie safe?
Oh, yeah. Sure.
I still got the pie safe and I keep it full of plastic bags. Recently, the back of this came off and I fixed it because it's made of wood.
Sure.
I'm capable of doing so.
You conquered that element.
And then I was stuffing the bags back in, and I found one from Kroger, and it had a anniversary on it. It was celebrating this anniversary of Kroger, and the bag was from 2008.
Huh.
And I didn't know, is that still recycling, or is that just me treating my home like a bag tomb?
Hey,
I don't know if I didn't know what to do with them at that point.
Justin, I think if you really stop and think about it and maybe expand that question out a bit.
That's what I'm trying to do.
And you said, like, I have some aluminum cans, and what I've done is filled my basement with all of them and then closed my basement door and just don't go down there anymore. Is that recycling? I think you know the answer to that question.
Well, you could frame it like I made a shitty, uninhabitable basement. That's what have repurposed these cans into. And guess what? It's art. Nobody can. Your pie safe full of garbage bags, of grocery bags, that's going to be there until the end of time. That's art now, is what that is.
That is true.
But you should really start using cloth bags at the grocery store. It's pretty choice.
And you can recycle those plastic bags.
I don't go to the grocery store.
Okay.
I don't leave my house. There's a pandemic on, okay?
Then I think you need to start finding some things you could do with those plastic bags. Maybe make them into clothing for your children.
I put them in the back of my jeans. I can fit about 30 back there, and it's a nice, juicy look.
Oh, I see.
Cool. But that's only 30. So I got the ones from that basically gets me through, like, May or June of 2008.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's several, there's many, many, many more years to go. And I don't have that much pant room.
Got to buy bigger pants, it sounds like.
Yeah.
Is that an answer?
Yeah. That'd be cool. If you had huge pants, chock-a-block full of plastic bags.
I could hear you coming a mile away.
Fucking fucking Jeff Jalili would have a hard time with me.
Who's that?
This guy attacked Nancy Kerrigan.
Oh, I see.
Oh, all right.
You're patting your leg. You're protecting yourself.
He would take a cigarette and be like, not today, Jeff.
Well, sorry, that's bud. Good because it'll save your ice skating career.
I mean, you're kidding, but I like to keep my options open.
Okay.
I thought it was just to maybe keep the farts in. If I saw you walking down the street, your pants were huge and full of plastic bags, I'd be like, uh-oh.
And I assume you've taped them at the cuffs so that the bags don't fall out.
Or I think you're part of the new Borat movie, and that is I'm being tricked somehow.
How can I? Okay, thank God somebody said it. How do we keep doing a show in a world where there's a new Borat movie?
I think you need to burn your soundboard, Justin. I think you need to ritualistically send it out on a boat on the river and shoot it with a firing arrow.
Did you make this happen?
Did I kind of bring Borat back? Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Oh, quick, Juice, do some Austin Powers shit real fast, back to back.
I know. I wish. Ugh. I don't have any buttons for that.
You have failed me for the last time.
Don't say that so quickly, because right now we're about to head to the money zone. I might figure out a way to fail you there.
It's time for stamps. Look at the clock. It's stamp o'clock. It's stamp time.
My clock actually says stamps on it.
Now, look at your watch. It's time for stamps.
I just bought this watch.
Now, look at your oven timer. It's time for stamps.
Hold on, it's downstairs.
Whoa!
Also, while you're down there, take those biscuits out of the oven. No, don't eat them. They're too hot.
Oh, dearie.
With stamps.com, you can...
Can we all shut up? I'm getting good at this.
Justin, now you give him something to do.
Okay. Griffin, look at the stamps. In the there's a drawer down below your feet.
No, it's bats.
It's made of eggs. Griffin, there's a bunch of horses that are bringing the mail.
Chickadee chaw, chickadee chaw, chickadee chaw.
Oh no, someone shot the horse.
Bang, bang, chaw.
Hey, oh Griffin, look at that. It's Richard M. Nixon, and he's about to tell us more about stamps.com.
And his mouth's full of peanut butter.
Didn't do any tricks on him this time. I didn't do not any crimes this time. I did them bad last time, but not anymore. Boy, I sure am sweaty. Anyone got a big glass of water for me?
With stamps.com. Can I please read this fucking ad?
Yeah, I was about to do it for you because I thought you were incapable. I didn't think you had the fortitude.
No, I'm not afraid anymore, Justin. With stamps.com.
Okay, go for it then.
God damn it. With stamps.com, you can print postage on demand and avoid going to the post office. Stamps.com also offers UPS services with discounts up to 62% and no residential surcharges. Simply use your computer to print official U.S. postage 24/7 for any letter, any package, any class of mail, anywhere you want to send. Once your mail is ready, just leave it for your mail carrier, schedule a pickup, or drop it in a mailbox. It's that simple. And with stamps.com, you get great discounts too. 5 cents off every stamp and up to 62% off USPS and UPS shipping rates. Right now, our listeners get a special offer that includes 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale without any long-term commitment. Just go to stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top and of the homepage, and type in my brother. That's stamps.com and use the code my brother. All one word.
Hey, do you guys remember when old Tricky Dick Nixon got kind of sweaty during a debate and then it was in every American history textbook I ever read in high school? That's a pretty fucking wild standard. That's a pretty fucking wild bar, yes? Anyway.
Yeah.
Oh, Squarespace. If you want to hear more of my sort of cutting political humor, you can go to the website I created on Squarespace. It's called The Washington Post.
Whoa!
The Squarespace is sponsoring us this week, and they help you make a website that looks beautiful, and you can showcase your work or sell products or services of all kinds, promote your physical or your online business, and so much more. And you're going to do that so easy, fun, stylish with beautiful customizable templates created by world-class designers. Everything's optimized for mobile right out of the box, and they have analytics that help you grow in real time, and there's nothing to patch ever, ever in your life. So go to squarespace.com/mybrother for a free trial, and when you're ready to launch, use the offer code mybrother to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or a domain.
Oh, Griffin just launched into the air.
I am not a crab.
Oh, Nixon's dead.
I think he is. Again. Actually, I think he passed away a while ago.
I mean, yeah, no, he definitely did.
Still miss him, though. I'm going to make a website about how much I miss Richard Nixon, but I don't know how to make a website. Does that make me a coward? I don't think so. It just makes me somebody who needs a little help, and that help is going to come from Squarespace.
Hey, Justin, are you
doing the Squarespace ad again?
Listen.
Hey, J-Man, are you cool?
What about
cool?
Sam's.com?
Yeah, we did.
All right, I'll do Sam's.com.
No, we did Sam's too.
Partner.
Macho Man to the top rope. The flying elbow. The cover. We've got a new champion.
We're here with Macho Man Randy Savage after his big win to become the new world champion. What are you going to do now, Match?
I'm going to go listen to the newest episode of the Tights and Fights podcast, oh yeah.
Tell us more about this podcast.
It's the podcast of power, too sweet to be sour, funky like a monkey, woke discussions, man, and jokes about wrestlers' fashion choices, myself excluded, yeah.
I can't wait to listen.
Neither can I. You can find it Saturdays on Maximum Fun. Oh, yeah. Dig it.
688 people wanted to use the teeth.
Wow.
We have in Gmail, if you look at the tag that we created called They Will Use the Teeth, it says 1 out of 100 of many. It won't even tell me exactly how many emails fit this, think that they could use the teeth.
Have we gotten any since we started recording? Just so I know, like, how
the
fast.
Most recent was at 11:50 this morning. Okay. It is 3:25 as we were recording it, so it's been 4 hours.
Okay. I mean, you're just going to give us the highlight. We can't read possibly 600 entries into this.
Okay, tough guy, but think about what you're saying. If you want me to give you the highlights, that would require me reading 688 entries, and we can't do that. We've all agreed that that's impossible, right?
How many have you read, Justin?
Yeah, so here's one. I'm just going to start. I want to do kind of like lightning round.
Okay.
So if you want to at any point veto, I'll just go to the next person.
Okay.
At any point, I'm giving you guys the ability to, like, bail on
Sounds
it.
Okay.
From Laura. When I heard about the teeth, I came up with a fun and creepy design for a tooth fairy costume. Mm-hmm. I would cast the teeth so I'd be able to make duplicates if needed. For the real teeth, I would make a halo crown-style headband and attach them at the end of spikes.
I'm out.
That's pretty fucked up.
I mean, it's very fucked up.
But I have a feeling all of these will be.
So I'll use the teeth for a wooden back scratcher where the teeth.
I'm out.
Next. Nope. Next.
Nope.
I will use the teeth. I love this one. I will use the teeth. I read this one. I have started making my own container candles, usually in recycled jars and thrift store coffee mugs. When making candles as gifts, I have added costume jewelry during the process so my friends and family can have a fun surprise when all the wax is melted away.
Oh, yes.
I would use the teeth to add to a candle, or maybe I would add each tooth to a different candle. It may not be a fun surprise when all the wax melts away, but it would definitely be some kind of surprise.
Be fun yes. for me. Fun for
Silly
me.
Silly Bridget.
To know now that somebody's going to be melting a candle trying to relax or maybe create a sexual environment. And then, Deborah, why is there a fucking tooth just like out on the, who did that come from?
I'm going to say no to this because I think the wax would compromise the teeth.
I think so,
right?
Interesting.
Tyler works at a company that does like LARPing and stuff in summer camps.
Uh-huh.
And Tyler makes the swords out of like paper mache swords. And he said, I would love nothing more than paper mache these chompers perhaps into a snake's head or a skull on the hilt of a pommel or a sword.
Okay. Hey, Tyler, my dude. This is great. If I saw a snake's head with some human molars crafted in them, I think that might be the goofiest shit in the world.
It falls apart here. Tyler says, once complete, I will send this sword to you, Justin McElroy. You fucked up, Tyler. We made it very clear we don't want the teeth. I never want to encounter the teeth.
But everyone should picture snakes with molars instead of fangs.
I am reading one here from Zoe who says, I'm an art student and would love to use the teeth in a piece. I promise I'll make it nice. I listen to y'all so much while I paint, and I would love to add even more of your essence to my practice. There's no specifics here, which is my first big red flag. The other one is that, and we should have maybe made this clear the first time around. I thought it was. We're not giving our own teeth away.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I'm still wicked using mine a lot.
I'm wild about it.
Love these babies.
And, you know, I will also say, and this is kind of like, you know, a job interview training. A word to avoid when you're trying to get something from someone you like is essence. I will use your essence makes me think of like in Hocus Pocus when the witches are stealing the children's youth.
Maddie said, I would like to put the wisdom teeth in a dice mold and make D&D dice out of them. For wisdom saving rolls.
Oh, that's good.
That's very good.
It's good, but not everybody's going to enjoy that.
Well, not everyone likes art.
No, but I mean, you could go see the art if you want to. You know what I mean? It'll be on display. It belongs in a museum, I guess is what I'm saying. The teeth belong in a museum. Jillian wants to make tooth earrings.
That's okay.
See, I'm also kind of avoiding people. We heard from a lot of people who collect teeth and have a lot of teeth.
You have enough teeth already.
You have enough
teeth.
Don't
be greedy. I'm seeing a lot of people saying, I have a birdhouse that I have that I've been looking to spice. Here's somebody who says they have a lamp that they've been looking to spice up for a while. I feel like a lot of people are just looking at shit and saying, you know what would make this spicy is teeth. I want something a little bit more purposeful than that.
A little more thought through.
My plan for the teeth would most likely involve teeth emerging from the eye socket of a crawling humanoid
figure.
I don't think we can do
this. Well, hold on. What standard are we holding this art to? Does it have to be objectively not creepy tooth art? Because we may not find that.
Okay, I have one here from Felix. I am a self-employed jeweler and craftsman who specializes in weird and interesting material. I've previously made a wooden ring with a wallaby tooth inset that I found on a bushwalk. And I have a good range of brooches, pendants, knife handles, and rings made of bone. While I have, as above mentioned, practiced some post-mortem wallaby dentistry, I would absolutely love to be able to make some jewelry with real human teeth. Who can say what I would make? Okay, Felix, who can say what I would make? You can.
Yeah, you can right there. That was your moment to do that.
Now Felix does suggest perhaps a matching pair of wedding rings.
You can suggest anything. There's one here from Greta who says that they made three of their own wisdom teeth into rings, but the fourth one cracked in half, so they couldn't do it. So it would be, can we just send one Greta's way so they can like complete the set?
Oh, that is a good question. Is this an all or nothing?
I think it's got to be an all or nothing.
I'm not arranging. Okay. I'm not paying for shipping to several different people. Marla said, I hope I'm not too late in responding. I would like to use the teeth in a Christmas diorama. And there's an attached concept photo here.
For me in our Slack, please, so I can look at that, please, now.
All right. Let me just pass this along to you guys.
Would love to see this.
Gonna pass this along, and I'll let. I mean, either one of you guys can describe what you're seeing here. I'll just pass this along real quick.
Oh, huh. Well, I like that it's non-secular or secular. It's secular.
Non-religious.
Thank you.
The way I'd put it.
Well, one of the teeth is an angel, though. Does that count?
We're trending towards towards religion with that one. Yeah, I mean, it's just a winter wonderland scene with a reindeer and Santa Claus. And it does look like most of these things were maybe store-bought and placed inside of a panorama or a diorama. And then they have little clay teeth on everything. I don't know. I was imagining
the problem
that,
I have with this. Yeah. With it, I love it, Marla. I love your work. The teeth in the model are much bigger than the teeth would be.
Yeah.
And that makes me feel like you don't actually appreciate kind of your materials that you're working
That's
with.
That's a good point,
you
know, Justin. Like,
that worries me. I don't want you to get the teeth and be like, these are so fucking small. I can't do anything with them.
Now, here's an interesting one. This, I will use the teeth. I am a knitwear designer who spins my own yarn. Where could this be going, you're wondering? I would make the teeth into some stitch markers for my knitting work by wire wrapping them and attaching them to some bulb safety pins so I can use them to mark where I'm knitting. How do we feel about someone using them to create art, but not using them in the art itself?
It seems like a cheat. Hey, okay, fam,
sorry.
You sure have sent in some pretty cursed JPEGs our way, and I do thank you for that. I am just sort of scrabbling here through the old tag, and there's a lot of upsetting imagery.
A lot of upsetting imagery.
What would we what did we expect?
I would use them to make brass knuckles.
Okay.
All right. Punch and bite with one swing. Hold on. Wait
Frankly,
a minute.
I would never have to use them because people would back the fuck up just seeing them. Ooh, okay.
Whoa, this is, okay, hold on. We're talking at this point about sort of like nuclear deterrence of just like, this thing looks incredibly violent, the punch biter. But
I could also add rhinestones to the sides of the brass knuckles.
No.
But that's optional. The real stars here are the teeth.
Don't do it. If you pull out brass knuckles with teeth on them, the fight will be stopped because nobody will want to mess with you. So this may be an incredible peacekeeping tool. That's up there for me.
Okay. I would like to use the teeth for a mouth mug. I am planning on sculpting a mug to look like a realistic mouth. And the teeth would be a great addition to make it look realistic. Now, I am assuming that what we're picturing here is the top of the mug is a mouth. Not that the mouth is inset on the side, but rather you would be drinking out of the mouth.
Okay, hold on. You're talking about a mouth cup. How many wisdom? It's all wisdom teeth, though. I'm now trying to imagine a mouth made up entirely of wisdom teeth.
And it's only four.
Bookmark that one.
Bookmark that one. That one sounds good.
I really like tooth mug. Molly, this is the entirety of Molly's email. Okay, so you're familiar with Georgia O'Keeffe, right? That's the whole thing.
I mean, if they had ended that email with, let me hit you with this, Georgia O'Keeffe.
Okay.
Then we could have been somewhere. Allison says, I will dissolve the teeth in a jar of Coca-Cola on a time-lapse video as a commentary on the bourgeoisie.
Okay, that's bold. I like how the teeth don't exist anymore afterwards. Some of these emails, like, whoa, this one's really a lot. Hold on a second. Hold on. Guys, look at this one. I think this is what I want to use the teeth for.
Whoa.
There's so much great art in the world, and it makes you kind of weep. I feel like, you know, in American Beauty, when Wes Craven sees the plastic bag floating around?
Uh-huh.
I feel like that right
now. Yeah. That bag's pretty cool, though, huh? It fell out of his mother's pie safe. Oh, boy.
Whoa, hey.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
So these are... The problem, Justin, is that this is impossible to describe on our podcast.
But, oh, yeah, I'm with you.
This is art.
This is art right there. If I saw that in a building, I would say, where did you get this art from?
It's two sort of pseudo busts made out of what looks like reclaimed materials like rocks and wire mesh with, like, I don't know, man, fishing tackle and wire.
Now here's what I love. These sculptures that we're looking at are definitely in a museum.
Yeah. And they're definitely art.
Now, can we be sure that this is not a person who just took a picture of some shit in a museum? Because I do not want you to just run up to some shit in a museum and slap illegal teeth on them.
Yes, because I'm looking at Taylor Baldwin's website, and there's a lot of art on here. I love that. Somebody who makes so much art. It's good, too. I love this art, and I'm crazy about it. If y'all go to TaylorBaldwinStudio.com, You could see more of Taylor's work. I think this is somebody who's talented, deserves our patronage, and would use the
teeth. They will use the teeth.
They will use the teeth. I'm looking at this right now. They've used everything.
Yeah. They will. They will use the teeth. I'm for it. I'm here for it.
Okay. Now, I don't know if we have heard back from the person who has the teeth. That is one thing.
So the question is, will we use the teeth?
Will we get the teeth?
Will we pass along the teeth?
Okay, but now we're in danger of other people saying like, oh, well, I feel bad for him. I'll send him some teeth.
Nope.
And now all of a sudden we are...
one-time deal.
We are black market traders of chompers.
One
so maybe
time.
So maybe Taylor should set up a P.O. box where we can... where people can just send some teeth if they run into
him. Oh, I don't know. I think that will have to be up to Taylor. No pressure, Taylor.
No press, Taylor. However many teeth you got in there, just...
Here's what we do, Justin. We get a P.O. box. We prepay it for a year. And then people could send as many teeth to it as they want.
No.
No, hear me out.
No.
And then we stop paying for it.
No.
Okay. I actually like the second half of that pretty good.
We're going to make this happen. The ideal outcome to me... is that this work ends up in a museum, and then there's a little plaque there that's like, Spooky Boys. And then it'll say, like, Clay, Reclaimed Stone, Four Real Teeth from Podcast Jokes.
Yeah.
That would be pretty badass to me.
Yeah.
I think that would really save 2020.
We'd have to really ask Taylor to, like, make the art so good, though, that it ends up in, like, Louvre or other big art museums.
Met's one. I think.
Oh, the Met.
Or the Natural History Museum that's right by, the Central Park. That's one.
Sure.
And okay. Teeth are natural history, if you think about it.
Strapped for Cash in St. Paul has gotten back to us. I do have the Venmo. I'm sending the cash now.
Okay. So you're buying
teeth.
So
Taylor, I need to hear from you to get a mailing address so we can facilitate this.
Nice.
Did I buy them for $100? Is that what I did?
Jeez.
Yeah?
Sounds right.
Oh, sounds like me. Sounds like something I do. Oh, boy. All right, I'm paying out right now. Strapped for cash. I'm going to make this particular transaction.
From the Lord.
Don't need to make this public.
Can I ask what emoji, what you put in the details field?
Teeth.
You just wrote the word teeth. You didn't even put a teeth emoji.
For those teeth.
Nice.
Oh, and there's a little, they got a little brushing emoji. That's good.
Because if anybody does hack your shit and see that, they'll think you've just gone to some sort of like independent underground dentist for criminals.
Yeah.
For the teeth, which I hope you still have, address forthcoming. Lilas. Justin. Okay. This money has been sent. The gears are turning, Taylor Baldwin. It all depends on you for you to use the teeth.
And nobody else send us submissions.
Nobody else, please.
Please. We can't help you.
Hey, thank you all for listening. Thank you for the teeth.
Yes.
Thank you for the art. Thank you
for the music.
Thank you for the love, the spirit. And thanks to John Roderick and the Long Winters for the use of our theme song. It's a departure off the album Putting the Days to Bed. And also thanks to Maximum Fun for having us on the network. You should go check out that website and go check out some of the hyperlinks they have on there. It's crazy stuff, man.
You'll never believe
it.
This stuff is real top notch. We want to tell you, so New York Comic Con is this weekend. It's all virtual. there's a free adventure. Ooh, can you believe it? Spooky bits and bites. There's an Adventure Zone graphic novel first looks panel Thursday the 8th. It's free. There's also a free podcast Q&A panel Sunday the 11th. And we are doing a ticketed D&D workshop Sunday the 11th. You can get all the info and ticket links at bit.ly/McElroy'sNYCC2020. And the M, the E, and the NYCC are all capitalized. Also, we put up some new
new merch over in our merch store. We got the Tiger on the Table Pin of the Month designed by Sam Schultz, which benefits the Marsha P. Johnson Institute, which defends and protects the human rights of Black transgender and gender nonconforming people, as well as the Sylvia Rivera Law Project, which works to guarantee that all people are free to determine their gender identity and expression. We've also got some Candle Nights ornaments by Lynn Doyle and Candle Nights wrapping paper by Justin Gray. We got a new jump scare pin up there that's super cute, and you can see all of that at McRoyMerch.com. Let's see what else.
There may be nothing else.
And we wrote a book.
Yeah, that's okay.
We wrote a podcast book. How to Podcast. It's called Everybody Has a Podcast Except You, and it's available for pre-order now. You can pre-order the hard copy, the ebook, or the audiobook at McRoyPodcastBook.com. It's all there. It's going to come out in January. What are you waiting for? Go get it. It's going to teach you everything you need to know to make a podcast you're proud of. And it's funny. So go check it out. McRoyPodcastBook.com.
Y'all want the final?
Oh, yeah.
Yes, the final Yahoo, sent in by Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. It's by Yahoo Answers user. They're anonymous. So I'm going to call them Tom.
Nice.
Asks, is Joseph Gordon-Levitt my mailman?
Huh.
My name is Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
Anything's possible, baby. He's Griffin McElroy.
It's been my brother and brother and me. Kiss your dad. Skull. Wear on the lips.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned. Audience supported.